Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this time I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Officer. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well. Thank you.
We're going to start this week, Claire, with a request for blind and partially sighted people to help make the RNIB's iHealth information more relevant and engaging.
That's right. I'm sure many of your listeners will have maybe come across RNIB's iHealth information if you have a sight condition. So RNIB produces lots of different resources about a wide range of different eye conditions, and these are created in a number of different formats. And as you say, we want to make sure that these resources are as relevant, up-to-date, and engaging as possible. And this is where our listeners come in. So by contributing just an hour a month of your time, you could support one of our service teams by reviewing our range of eye health leaflets. And your valuable feedback will make sure that our eye health information is as helpful as possible for people who have been diagnosed with these eye conditions. So what will you be doing? Well, you will be providing feedback on how easy you find the information in the leaflets to follow, read, and understand. We know that your time is very valuable, so you do not need to review every leaflet we send you, but we are looking for a commitment of about 4 leaflets in a 6-month period, just to make sure that we are getting that valuable customer perspective. And you can provide your feedback by either email or telephone. We might occasionally arrange a group call too, if you would like to join that. And that can be accessed by phone, landline, tablet or computer. And we will be on hand to help you join this if you would like to. So to find out more, just email our iHealth team, and their email address is ihealth@rnib.org.uk. That's ihealth@rnib.org.uk. And if you quote the words reader panel rule, they will know exactly what you're referring to.
I think it's always good to have eye information in a really good accessible format, and good to know a little bit more about your eye conditions too. Now we have news about a number of paid internships for blind and partially sighted people through a link up between the RNIB and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Yes, this is a great opportunity for any of your listeners who might be looking for work at the moment. The Thomas Pocklington Trust is teaming up with RNIB for an initiative called Get Set Progress, and this is an internship programme. It provides a number of paid internships for blind and partially sighted people who are looking to secure that first rung on the career ladder, or who are maybe returning to work following a career break. And we know that both of those situations can be pretty challenging. This programme has actually been around since 2015, and 85% of the interns have actually gone on to get paid employment within 6 months, which is amazing. Internship positions are advertised like any other position, but the difference is that only blind and partially sighted people can apply for them. And there is a really wide variety of different roles. They have ones in artificial intelligence, communications and marketing, technology, customer services, research and fundraising, to name a few. So basic skills are needed to apply, but what's interesting is that you don't actually need to have all the skills required to do the job. So if there's something that you think would be of interest to you, definitely check it out and maybe give an application a go. So I found the easiest way to get the information about all the different internships was to simply Google TPT, i.e. Thomas Pocklington Trust, Get Set Progress. So TPT, Get Set Progress.
Claire, where can listeners go to find out more about the two items we've just chatted about, get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
Well, as ever, please come over and say hello to us on our Connect Voices group, which is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We share opportunities from within RNIB, but also from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We update the group every day with new opportunities, and we also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from research and projects that we have asked you to take part in previously. So if you're already on Facebook, it's very simple to join. Just search for Connect Voices and click join. If you have any questions, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk and we'd be more than happy to help. You can, of course, always catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, which is on the first and third Wednesday of the month for us. And you can also listen to this clip at your leisure. You could find it on the likes of Audioboom or Spotify and listen to it anytime.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Claire Aldworth, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Officer, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. Look forward to catching up next time.